So coming now into the present moment, as you remember a scene or situation or a time in the past, far or near, but a moment in time where you felt overwhelmed, in conflict, either with yourself or another, where perhaps you are needing deeper insight or understanding. Maybe there just needs to be more coherence brought back to the body, the mind, a relationship. And bringing yourself back to this time, into this space, to this remembering. Perhaps you can see yourself, maybe feel yourself in the body. Maybe you can recollect the sensation or the emotion. Maybe the charge is still with you as you look around the room. Maybe details start to come back to you. Or if you're outside, maybe sounds, the sensation of sunlight or wind upon your skin. You are just here, back in this moment that is needing your attention. And now with your intention and imagination, you're aligning to your witness self. And as you align here to the witness self, you feel this part of your consciousness move out of the body in efforts to gain space. As you rise above the body, about 20 or 30 feet or so, you start to feel yourself separate from the emotion, from the sensation in the body, from the inner or outer conflict or angst. You begin to just see movement, movement of the body, of the lips, maybe movement of emotion or sensation in the body and through the body, as everything begins to mute out, to become silent to the ears. You feel a greater space here in your witness self, from the body, the personality, the emotion. You see yourself as that, as you are aligned to your witness self. You just observe here. You witness movement. You see it as a play, things playing out. You become more neutral less personally invested in the outcome. Just observing this moment in time. And now, if you can, align to your soul self, just with your intention to do so, and you will be there. And as your soul self, you move above the witness self, 20 or 30 feet above, so that now you are able to observe the witness self, who is looking down at the personality, the body, the movement. The soul self is closely aligned to Source, to the divine, to cosmic energy. From here, you begin to feel the wholeness of who you are. You're able to tap into deeper insights and wisdom, a higher perspective of what this is all about. You can sense into what is needing to heal here. What is my part? What is the pattern? What might I need to change? What might I need to open more to heal? Whether these insights come through consciously or unconsciously, we're just allowing them to flow from Source, divine energy, into the soul self. We collect. We absorb, we expand, and we allow divine light, the unconditional love coming from Source, to flow fully and freely into our soul selves. And from here we move this unconditional, pure light down into and around our witness self. And from here we direct and move this unconditional love of the divine into the body, through the personality, through all parts of the self. Then we move it to the others, to the relationship. We fill the room or the space that surrounds either ourselves or all people within this context. And we're just here as the soul self, connected to the divine, Align to stillness. Connected to the witness self that is connected to the personality and body. We observe the movement, the play, as we continue to flow unconditional love to ourselves, to our situation, so that we are embraced and we are held in safety, in healing, in total compassion. And now being aligned here to the soul self or the witness self, we come back to the body, to the personality, and we hold ourselves with unconditional love and compassion as we bring back higher perspective, deeper insight, divine or cosmic understanding. We bring back healing. We hold our parts. We help integrate understanding. Deeper healing. And we allow the energies to expand us, heal us. And change us. And so it is, blessed be.